This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sportsmap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
We still have to watch the Cougars win last night. That was fun. I was saying yesterday, I think if they win, they're in. I think they're probably in, you know, unless obviously they completely collapse down the stretch. But as you wrote today on Sportsmap, the game at Temple may be more important.
It's as good of a road win as they have left on their schedule.
Yeah.
Their other road games.
SMU has fallen off. And
Memphis is bad. They need that for resume purposes. That'll go a long way. Every American has a right to his or her opinion when it comes to politics. People like Laura Ingraham, she doesn't care that they're athletes saying it. She cares that they are influential people who have a different opinion than her. You can bet that if Kurt Schilling came on and started talking about how Trump's the greatest thing in the world, he wouldn't just be some baseball thrower. Just shut up and throw a baseball.
I'm tired of the stay in your lane stuff. It's gotten silly. If you disagree, disagree. Say why you disagree.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at producer T. Scott now, no degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, that's some of what you missed. Pretty good 2 hours, including
not bad.
Long segment there with RJ Bell, and all available on podcastarena.com. And we welcome in our Sportsmap 94.1 listeners who join us as we broadcast live from Sam Houston Race Park. Races will start in just under an hour. 50 Cent Beer has already started, so you can go get your beer on right now for less than a dollar.
Did you read this about Dwayne Wade, the report that everybody thought Isaiah Thomas was sort of the biggest reason why things weren't going right in the locker room?
Yeah.
But apparently there's a lot of people who are now saying Dwayne Wade was the main instigator with the – you remember when Kevin Love left the game early, which they lost by 24?
Yeah.
And Isaiah Thomas was salty about it. But apparently, Dwayne Wade was sort of the main guy pushing to throw Love under the bus there. He was the first player to seek out Coach Tyronn Lue and grill him about Love's whereabouts during that game. After a few teammates reportedly let him have it, Love eventually explained the situation. Shortly after the team meeting, trade discussions involving Wade came up almost immediately, and he accepted the opportunity to return to the Miami Heat. I didn't know he was causing much drama.
Yeah, well, he wasn't.
Like, you would think he'd be just happy to be along for the ride.
Yeah.
What he was putting out.
Well, you never know what happens when guys, you get a bad relationship between two guys, and it can cause problems with everything.
I mean, yeah.
You know, and I it wouldn't surprise me if he had some issue with Kevin Love that he would talk about it and that they would say, all right, see ya.
Yeah.
But if I'm him, yeah, I'm probably just trying to keep my mouth shut and
just coast.
Yeah, yeah.
Do my best to help out.
Yeah. Interesting. Hey, you know what? We should do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. Is there anything in life that you love so much that you would go out in minus 20 weather in your underwear to do it?
Man, if you'd asked me this when I was 19, I probably would have. But now, no.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
Okay. Well, we go to Russia in the Ural Mountains.
Honestly, there's nothing that would make me even go to Russia.
Well, yeah.
I mean, much less go stand out in my underwear.
It's one thing to live there, but
yeah. You can't even get me in that country, much less out of my pants.
Well, a man wearing nothing but underpants, a necklace, and a gun slung over his back was filmed racing through a snowy forest in minus 20-degree weather after his wife hit his clothes to try to stop him from hunting. Now,
dude loves to hunt.
I'm telling you, if it's so bad that your wife is hiding your clothes, well, it's not a very supportive wife. She should let you go hunt. But Yeah, he could not even find socks before leaving home in freezing temperatures, but did wear sandals on his otherwise bare feet.
Oh, that's good.
When another man spotted the bizarre sight, he took out his camera and filmed before he stopped him and asked him why he was naked. Man said his wife had tried to stop him from leaving the house to hunt wolves by hiding his clothes. So he decided he had to go out naked. He said he'd already traveled about 15 kilometers when he met the man with the camera. And the man with the camera actually told him where he saw some wolf tracks, so he helped him with his hunting.
Nice.
He also informed him of a cabin where he could get some clothes. So when the shocked person offered him a coat, he even declined, saying that he was happy to continue without one.
That's despite his wife, no doubt.
Because it is spring and the sun was shining.
Oh, that's good.
And then minus 20 degrees. The Russians are crazy. yeah. So that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Why did you just turn us off?
Well, he turned us off, and then we couldn't hear the music either.
Yeah. And so I don't know if the music has stopped or what.
I think it's over now because I know how long the song is.
Yeah, well, you wrote it.
Right.
And it is.
I like to say I composed it, but yeah.
Well, yeah, composed, better word, definitely. And
it's like the masterpiece that it is.
It has only become the most popular song in the history of radio.
Yeah, it's up there.
Yeah.
Gets played every day.
It's going to be in the Hall of Fame someday.
Should be.
Yeah. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number. I'm trying to think if there's anything that I love so much that I would do that for. I can't imagine.
Whiskey?
No, I could drink that inside.
I know, but what if you couldn't?
Oh, like if the wife put it outside in minus 20-degree weather? Yeah, I'd go get the whiskey.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't take long.
What if you knew she was going to lock you out?
I'd get a new wife.
Okay. But would you go out and get the whiskey still?
Well, I would take my keys with me, pick up the whiskey on the way, and go to a hotel.
In Russia, they don't have keys, Fred.
They have cars in Russia.
No.
Stop. I would just hack a car because
I'd be
Russian.
You ever been to Russia?
I have not been to Russia,
See,
no.
You don't know then. Hmm. I like to believe they have no running water. They have no automobiles. Mm. Yeah.
They
just have snow.
Apparently have lots of steroids.
That's true.
They have that.
They traded all their cars for it.
They have lots of hackers.
Allegedly.
Oh, yeah. We don't know if they actually
let's not go there.
Did that. But
don't jump to conclusions, Fred.
I'm not jumping anywhere. 713-780-ESPN. Dude was not afraid of wolf and went to woods.
That's true.
Well done, Texter. Soccer Bilal says Russia's the Florida of Europe/Asia.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. I think so. Would you do it for bald Natalie Portman and do it in the snow? No. Too cold.
Snow sex, not for me.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that I wouldn't be able to perform. Just guessing. in minus 20-degree weather.
Yeah.
I just think it would kind of, yeah.
Do you see this Dan Straley, who is a pitcher for the Miami Marlins? He says,
wasn't he with the Astros at one time?
I think he was for a short time.
Yeah.
He says, I'm glad Giancarlo Stanton and Christian Yelich are gone. If they don't want to be here, good for them. I really agreed with what happened. I feel like with the pieces they brought in, this might flip around a little quicker than people realize. I'm not saying today, but I'm excited to be here and try to mentor guys coming into the big leagues for the first time. Listen, Dan Straley's happy that he's got a job. All right, let's be real here. Dan Straley's he's lucky that he's got something going. Straley is, I guess he's a middle of the road pitcher for them. I mean, I guess he's for them. He's good. He went 10-9 last year. He might be the opening day starter for the Marlins.
Oof.
But that seems
that sounds very ex-Astros like from the days when they were pretty bad.
If I were, I have that same costume. If I were Dan Straley, and I were the likely opening day starter, I would wish that Christian Yelich and Giancarlo Stanton were there. I need those guys. It's the only chance you've got.
Well, it didn't help them last year.
No.
So I get it. I get it.
Well, their pitching staff had the fifth worst ERA in the majors.
Yeah. And of course, look, what are you gonna say if you're Dan Straley? Gosh, I wish we hadn't traded those guys.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't really say that. You're just gonna say we're gonna go with the guys we got and try to.
I think the Astros are glad that they got rid of Dan Straley.
Probably
because he's a moron.
Well, yeah, and it's not like he was very good here.
No.
I don't know if he's been very good anywhere. He's just been a fairly average pitcher. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And, this other thing I wanted to get to here is, I'm having problems with it slowing down again.
Yeah, I'm on my phone. I'm burning up data just because.
Just for the people?
Just for the people.
Oh, I probably should have done this when John was here, but Thrillist did travel tips for couples if they're going to, like, go overseas or something. And early on, if you're doing, like, the romantic thing.
Okay.
Gives you things to avoid. So you can travel the world together and not only live to tell the tale, but do so without bickering much.
Things to avoid. Going overseas.
Going overseas is probably a good idea, although I don't know that I've ever gotten in a lot of fights when traveling. I'm trying to think of it. I mean,
like with your wife?
Yeah.
Yeah, we usually get along when we're traveling.
Really, even all the wives I think I've gotten along with traveling. So, except the half-wife. That was different.
Didn't go well.
One thing is doing the deed all wrong. Make sure you've got everything to start your trip, like birth control, things like
that. Oh, yes.
That can be a bad mistake. Of course, you don't have to worry about that anymore, but giving each other grief for busting a grumpy.
Oh.
Because a lot of hotel rooms are really small. I'll tell you what I do is I go down to the one downstairs.
To the lobby.
To the lobby, yeah.
Yeah, that's the way it should be.
Yeah. Because otherwise, you're going to.
If you're sharing a hotel room with someone, honestly, neither of you should poop in the
right.
hotel restroom.
Right. You just go downstairs and
yeah.
you're fine.
Unless you use poopery. If you have poopery, that's acceptable.
Poopery?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
It's poopery.
Okay. Don't fall prey to scams and ripoffs. That's one of the worst things that happen when you're traveling. The other thing, if you're going overseas, make sure you have travel insurance for hospitals.
Oh.
Yeah, because that can get ugly in a hurry. And don't spend 24 hours with the person, no matter how much you like them. I think that goes without saying, right?
Well, that's when you go downstairs to poop.
Oversharing with the rest of us.
Does that mean, like, taking pictures of everything?
Yeah.
Nobody wants that?
I mean, a little bit, yes. You kind of want to see, hey, there's the Eiffel Tower, there's the Colosseum, there's the Astrodome. You want to see those things.
Yeah.
But otherwise. And the other thing is don't split up while you're on a vacation.
That's a bad idea.
Yeah.
It makes for a really uncomfortable
Yeah. The rest of the vacation.
Right home.
Well, and if it happens in the mid-vacation, that's not good either.
Yeah.
So, all right. I'll tell you what is good about winning $7,500. That's what you can do tonight if you get your butt over to Lions Poker Palace right now.
I wish I could get down there for tonight's game.
I wish I could, too. I wish I wasn't flying out tonight because I could use that $7,500 for this lawsuit.
I've been hankering.
Yeah, I am, too.
I'm definitely hankering.
I'm going next week for sure, probably Monday after the show. I haven't decided. Or maybe Tuesday because I think we're out early. But, yeah, Lions Poker Palace is just that. It's an absolute palace. Tonight's the big one, $7,500 to the winner, $170 buy-in with a $30 seat rental fee. Starts at 6:30, but you can buy in all the way up to 7:50 p.m., and it's over at 6134 Richmond. If you have not been there, this place is the best. I love it, and you're going to earn points. If you play tonight or in any of their Hold'em tournaments, you get a point, and if you make the final table, you get three more. The top 30 point-getters after June 10th are going to get to play in a free roll, where the top 10 are going to Vegas for the World Series of Poker main event on a private plane
Sweet.
And $10,000 buy-in, you cannot beat it.
Dude, if you're tired of playing a home game at your buddy Steve's house and his wife always cooks the worst food.
Or takes your clothes so you can't go hunting.
Or yeah, or your buddy wants you to go over to play at his douchebag cousin Jared's game.
I hate Jared.
Ugh.
Hey, Jared.
Who needs it? You don't need that anymore. Lions Poker Palace is the place to play. They got a ton of tables, ton of televisions to watch all the games. Great food. Follow them on Facebook, Lions Poker Palace, for tournaments and events. You can find them at 6134 Richmond Avenue. Mention that you heard about them here. You get your first 2 hours of play for free. That's Lions Poker Palace at 6134 Richmond Avenue.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number out here at Sam Houston Race Park. You notice how
loud that card is? Yes.
Well, no, that wasn't what I was going to say. How Ninja doesn't even bother to come over anymore.
Oh, he doesn't pretend like he works here anymore.
Yeah, he just sits over there. He does realize he's going to have to cut this off if the anthem comes on, right?
Yeah, I think he knows. Okay. I think he knows.
So he's going to have to sprint from between those two people to do
yep.
it. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. And I had a couple other – you got anything you want to get to here? Because I've got a few things, but nothing really
– Is there something non-sportsy you have? Because that's what I'm looking for.
Well, let's do some non-sportsy.
Okay.
Let me try to find some non-sportsies here. I will say this, my favorite Twitter account for sports, the Golden Knights. Have you been following them at all?
No.
They're hilarious.
I don't like to follow sports teams on Twitter.
I don't. It's just this one, whoever's doing it has a great sense of humor. So like last night, a fan proposed at the game.
Is it like where they put the gun and then the horse head?
They've gotten in trouble a couple times for stuff. Yeah, like that. Very similar stuff. But so, yeah, they had last night a fan went and proposed, and then they got married while they were there. And they tweeted out something like, the Golden Knights are now 1-0 when people get married at our games. Stuff like that. I mean,
okay.
Some of it's silly, but some of it's pretty funny. So it's worth checking out. I had another story. This one is apparently – I always just do this, but this guy is making a case why you should never tip when you're going for takeout.
Why?
Or you shouldn't even tip 15%. Mm-hmm. I just always, somebody's preparing that food for you and putting it in a bag.
Yeah, somebody's got to put it together.
Yeah, I don't understand why that's an issue.
I don't tip 20% on takeout.
15?
I mean, it depends, but I normally don't, like, if I'm getting takeout, it's normally pizza or Chinese, and it's like just a couple bucks, like, you know, I mean.
See, I always try to tip at least 15%, especially if it's on a credit card, just in case somebody decides they want to blast it out that I only tip 10%, and I can say, dude, it was takeout. That doesn't matter. So I always
fair.
I usually do between 15 and 20, but I try to do between 20 and 25 when there's actual service.
Yes, same here.
I mean, I don't think it's so he goes and he asks all these people whether or not they do it. Like one chick says, I don't feel obligated. If the point of sale asks for a tip, I'm whimsical with the amount. It doesn't follow the 20% protocol. And what about, like, if you're having a service deliver it? I think you would tip them, too, right?
I tip them, too, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't have, like, a set amount, either. I mean, it's, like, if you're bringing my pizza, I'm probably going to tip you $3 or $4.
Yeah, but your pizza's probably not going to be more than 18 bucks, probably,
no.
Right? Yeah.
But I'm it's the same thing. I think for Chinese food and pizza, the other thing, that's, like, what I get delivered to my house, it's $3 or $4.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know why the.
Of course, like I never order like $200 worth of pizza either. And I assume if I did that, it would be a little bit different. You know, if somebody's got to deliver 15 or 20 pizzas.
Yeah, and that's like three or four trips to their car.
Right. Here's a question though. Do you tip on your bar tab 20%?
Yeah.
Or do you tip per drink?
No, I always run up a tab and then tip at the end.
I'm a per drink tipper. Mm. Is that bad?
No, no. Well, when I have cash, which is pretty rare, I'm a per drink guy.
Okay.
But usually I don't use cash almost never unless we're in Vegas. And then I'll go per drink. But then we're usually not paying for the drinks unless we're
right.
going to celebrate a poker tournament win. But, yeah, I tend to run up. I just give them my card, and at the end of the day, 20 or 25%, just depends. If it's if it's a place that cuts me a break on the drink prices, I always will get closer to 30%.
They've got a heavy hand or whatever.
Yeah, or, there are a couple places that just they'll buy me drinks while I'm there because right. they like me.
Because they know you're famous.
So I always – not famous, but I always I'm known. I'm not famous. But I let them –
you're famous.
But I will – I'll tip them maybe closer to 30%. I'll tip them on whatever the drinks were going to be plus what the total would have been.
If I ever get any kind of a hookup, I tip much better.
Oh, me too. Me too. Because I go to this one place that – and, I mean, they probably – buy me two drinks a night while I'm there.
Oh, boy.
And so my tab is never much, so I'm always over-tipping on that place. But actually, there's a couple places that do that for me. And so, yeah, I'm definitely going to over-tip them.
Okay, we totally got off the story here that was why you shouldn't tip those people.
Well, yeah, which I think we both disagree with, so there
you
go.
We're just going to leave it at that.
Yeah, their reasoning is so stupid. It's just not even...
So... There's good news and bad news, Fred. The good news is it appears that the Tide Pod Challenge is over.
Really?
Yeah.
Did anyone ever actually die?
I think so.
Because I never saw anyone that died from it.
And YouTube worked really hard to get rid of all the Tide Pod Challenge videos, so that's good news. Good news. We're past the era of the Tide Pod Challenge, which was a difficult time for our country.
I used a Tide Pod today.
Oh, yeah?
To wash clothes.
Oh, I thought you meant for, like, salad dressing.
No,
didn't use it as a crouton?
I was going to chop it up a little bit, spread it over my salad.
The Tide Pod crouton challenge, you didn't use that?
Use it as a cleansing thing.
But I did mention there's bad news. And the bad news is the new internet challenge is called the Hot Coil Challenge. And it's about what it sounds like it is. People are turning on the stove, getting the coils hot, and then putting their arm on the stove as long as they can, typically with a stopwatch in the picture with them.
All right. I'll say the same thing about this that I said about the Tide Pods. If you're one of those people who feels the need to do this, just go kill yourself now. Just go die. We don't want you as part of our society.
You know what we had when I was a kid? Jigsaw puzzles. Like, if you're super, super bored and there was nothing else to do, and you were like, you weren't allowed to play on your Nintendo, you would go do a jigsaw puzzle. And it sucked, but it could pass a little bit of time.
But you didn't burn your arm or die from swallowing a pod. You're still here.
I'm still here. Don't do the hot coil challenge.
I don't get people. I really don't. Hey, who creates these things, first off?
Kids! Kids are stupid these days,
kids,
man.
Kids today, I tell you.
In my day,
well,
we didn't have electricity to warm up the stove.
Well, maybe
we washed clothes on a washboard in the river. There were no Tide Pods.
Oh, boy. Well, maybe if these kids slept better. Maybe if your kid is thinking about doing the coil challenge, you need to go to Texas Mattress Makers right now and get them a mattress so they're going to sleep better, they're going to feel better, they're not going to want to put their hand on a stove. So Texas Mattress Makers can help you prevent kids putting their hands on stoves. And make this the last week that you let them sleep poorly, the last week that you sleep poorly. Don't let the aches and pains stop you from getting to Texas Mattress Makers this weekend. They've got two great locations. The original's over at 4619 Navigation. And that's where the factory is, and they're now also out in Katy. So you can go by and check them out there. And I got to tell you, Yuval and his gang do a great job. And if you haven't been sleeping right, if your kid's thinking about putting his hand on a coil because he's not sleeping right, go to Texas Mattress Makers right now. Tell them I sent you. They will take care of you. They love the Blitzers, and they're going to put you on the perfect mattress for you. Texas Mattress Makers, two locations now, 4619 Navigation and the new store in Katy. We were out there. It's very cool. So if you're in Katy, this is your place to go. Get out there this weekend. Don't sleep another weekend like a bum. Sleep like a champ. Go to Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price, guaranteed.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz live here at Sam Houston Race Park. I think we've finally gotten the anthem thing down to a science.
I had to pee during the anthem, so I missed it. It was the trumpeter again, huh?
I think somebody paid for lessons. Much better this time.
It was better?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
1 to 10, what would you give it?
Solid 5.5, 6.
Okay.
And your friend was singing again, so.
Oh, yes.
I have a story you're going to love. First off, if you're a WNBA player, can you be a WNBA superstar?
No.
Okay. Because they call her WNBA.
Swin Cash?
No. Angel McCoutry.
Nope, never heard of her.
Apparently, she was the number one overall pick in the 2009 draft.
That's a made-up draft.
She went on to become Rookie of the Year, 4-time WNBA All-Star, and has already won the scoring title twice and also won the Kentucky Derby.
Okay.
Apparently, she's not happy because she believes the women should make just as much as the men.
Oh, really? What's her quote on this?
Pay us like you pay the men. I don't want to get paid more overseas. I want to get paid in my country.
Oh, okay. Well, in your country, there's this thing called capitalism. And sort of the basis for that is you make what you're worth.
Okay.
And the WNBA, we've discussed this before. The highest rated WNBA game in their history was like a game 7 of some finals series. I don't remember what it was. But that night, its ratings were lower than a 15-year-old episode of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air that played on Nick at Night at 2:30 in the morning. That's a real, actual statistic. No one watches the WNBA. No one cares about the WNBA. That's why you don't make as much money as the men.
No, it's sexist.
It's not sexism. It's just...
She doesn't want to get paid more overseas, AJ. She wants to get paid more in her country.
She keep getting paid less here. I mean, it's a miracle that the WNBA still exists because it hasn't made money. It hasn't profited ever. So where would the WNBA get this money from? If they paid one player what LeBron James makes in a year, the whole WNBA would fold. The whole thing would collapse. Those girls make, like the top tier girls, they make about the money that we make. Like that's, I mean, they make radio guy money.
Pretty good radio guy money.
We're doing okay. Pretty,
yeah.
But not starting radio guy money.
No.
Though. I think that's what the crappy girls make, though.
No.
Like the
I think the average starting salary is 100K, it says.
Okay. So.
No, it says the top players only make around 100K. So, yeah, you were right the first time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's even like if that's it, that's less than I even thought. So, no, I mean, imagine that. That's like if you pay that means their full 15 woman roster makes $1.5 million a year, and that's assuming they all made the maximum,
right.
Which they don't.
Right.
Like most of those teams probably have less than $1 million payroll.
All right, but so you make $75,000 a year. You play 3 months out of the year too.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that is good money. In fact, I'd like to get in drag and go play. Take the rest of the year off.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't mean to sound sexist when I talk about this, but it's inevitable that you're going to sound sexist when you talk about that the WNBA is a useless sport. Like, no one watches it. No one cares about it. No one pays for it. There's no attendance. There's no TV money. It's just not – it's barely a sport. And it's not because of the product. I don't watch the product. In all honesty, if you said, "Hey, I don't know what time of year the WNBA season runs."
Yeah,
I mean, I know nothing about it because one watches.
You know how I know it still exists? Every now and then, when I'm in Vegas, I'll see it on the board. That's it. I don't. You know,
God, you got to be a degenerate son of a gun.
Dude, I've been betting hockey like crazy.
Yeah,
me?
But hockey, at least it's a – I mean
– well, at least I've got a thought process behind this. Right. And I enjoy the sport. There's a big difference. But, yeah, that's – I'm pretty sure that's the only reason I knew that there was a WNBA Finals was because we were in Vegas and I saw it on the board. And I don't even know who it was playing. And I'm like, really? I'm not betting that. I'll bet pretty much anything. I have a beer story for you.
Okay.
I'm curious what you think of this. They have that collaboration fest in Denver that pairs breweries up. I think Eric was talking about they did that with somebody, too. They do one event only beers together, which sounds pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
So are you familiar with Little Machine Beer in Denver?
No.
Or Joyride in Edgewater?
No.
Well, they're working on a Fresh Top Zero IBU IPA they're going to make with fresh snow.
All right.
Which basically, so we had this opportunity to work with Fresh Hops in February, and we're just thinking, what's the freshest way we can source the water? And it said, let's run up the divide and get some fresh powder. So apparently getting fresh snow isn't as easy as you might think.
Oh, yeah, I would imagine not.
Yeah, they had to use a rig that included a kid's sled and some 60-gallon drums.
Oh, boy.
So, you would have had a chance to drink beer made from snow.
Oh, well, that's too bad.
Yeah.
You know what it probably tastes like? Beer.
Yeah, it tastes like an IPA. Just happened to, you know, it's fresh water, but yeah, you can get fresh water out of the stream there too. And we didn't get a chance to talk about this early in the week, but you see, Jim Irsay said he felt dumb for hiring Josh McDaniels in the first place and not Frank Reich after he met Frank Reich.
Of course.
Can I just say this?
You have to say that though.
No, but. He was dumb. We said it at the time.
Yeah.
He needs to hire us and listen to us.
Yep.
Jim Irsay is a
dumb.
No
one ever hires us besides David Yao.
I know. I don't know why. No one ever would. We would have told him.
We know a lot of stuff.
Yeah. We know Frank Reich would have been a better selection in the beginning.
Yeah.
But, no, you wanted Josh McDaniels, who's already proven to be mediocre.
Okay.
But, yeah. What was that, Tyler?
Tri-Eagles.
How many Eagles?
Tri-Eagles, try. Right?
Yeah, I like it. I think you're onto something there.
Wings of energy.
There might be some copyright infringement there.
I don't know.
Which I'm very sensitive about
Listen, let me tell you, there's a lot of energy providers out there, and they're always going to have an offer for you. They're going to say, hey, man, sign up with us. We'll give you free weekends, or we'll give you free days. Or we're going to give you a bonus or whatever. And maybe one day you fell for that trap and you're like, man, I could use a bonus. I could use some free weekends. And then a year later it turns out you're paying a different rate than what you thought you were going to be paying. And it's not right. It's not fair. There's additional fees on your bill. It's nonsense. You know when that doesn't happen? When you've got Tri-Eagle Energy. They keep it simple. The rate you see, it's the rate you're going to pay. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges if you go over a certain amount of electricity. They're trying to treat you right. They want to treat their people right. And they want to make your home more energy efficient overall. And that's the goal, isn't it, to use less energy because that's going to save you money in the end. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or go to TriEagleEnergy.com and use promo code ESPN for an additional discount on your rate. That's TriEagleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN. It's PUCT number 10064 for Tri-Eagle Energy.
You're going to going to answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Republic Harley-Davidson. I was out at the dealership this, like, I guess it was a week ago, 2 weeks ago, and I'm telling you, I've talked about this before. I went out there and rode a Road King. I test drove a Road King because I was talking to the guy, and he was like, man, I've always wanted to ride a Road King, but I don't like the big fairing on the front, the big plastic chunk. And he was like, oh, no problem. We make them now without them. So I saw one. I was in love. I rode it, and it was so nice to have someone come up and help me out. And that's what sort of separates Republic Harley-Davidson from the other guys. I pass up four or five Harley dealers on my way down to Republic Harley-Davidson, but it's worth it to have the best in the biz working on my bike. They've got seven master technicians in-house at Republic Harley-Davidson. No other dealership is coming even close in the Houston area, I promise you that. In fact, some have none, and they've got, you know, hourly employees putting together bikes. That ain't good. If you haven't been out to Republic Harley-Davidson, you're not gonna believe me when I tell you how great their showroom is. You got to go see it for yourself. 100 brand new bikes on the showroom floor, every model, every color you could dream of. A huge selection of pre-owned Harleys outside. I've been to the other shops in town. I've browsed around. No one came to help me or talk to me. The moment I go to Republic Harley-Davidson, everybody's coming up to greet you. The manager's coming up to greet you. They're going to get you on the Harley of your dreams. That's what they're about. Guys, whatever your Harley needs, service, newer pre-owned bikes, merchandise, riding classes, Republic Harley-Davidson is absolutely the best in Houston. They've got financing for everyone. 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or online at republichd.com. Go check them out. It's Republic Harley-Davidson.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. We're down to our last segment, Mr. Hoffman.
All right. So last segment of the week.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what that means?
What does
it mean? Time to party.
Yeah, it is time to party. I'm gonna drink on the plane on the way there.
Oh, I know you are. I know you are.
Get my money's worth. What do you got going this weekend?
Coaching baseball tomorrow, and I think we're gonna go watch Black Panther tomorrow night. That's the game plan. Yeah,
yeah. Hoping to tentative plan is go catch Blackhawks Capitals tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
That'd
be fun.
Yeah, I haven't. That's a great place to watch a game. So
the Blackhawks suck, huh?
They do suck, which is why I'm able to get tickets.
How crazy is it the Blackhawks and the Red Wings suck?
Yeah, well, the Red Wings you could kind of see coming because all those guys got old. And that run they had of the playoffs was incredible. But the Blackhawks, just their best guy, other than Patrick Kane, nobody's playing very well. And yeah, their goalie's out. There's all kinds of issues there. I still keep thinking, oh, these guys will turn it around. They'll turn it around because they're the Blackhawks. Not so much.
No.
One game that I may play tomorrow night, two of the teams that I was both on and against last night, I went against Edmonton and I was on Arizona, they play in Arizona tomorrow night. Same thing, the Coyotes are playing really well. The Oilers have quit. I mean, that's one team that's really disappointed me this year, minus 105. So that's tomorrow night.
All right.
And I won't be here to tell the people about that. So
you're telling them now.
I will be playing that game. Yes,
that's what we call advanced warning.
Indeed. All right, let's do the thing we do every Friday. This segment, stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff. We've said this week. I get to be the single person on Valentine's Day today. I don't
like the old days. What a life.
What are you gonna do?
I'm probably masturbate excessively.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
I think Black Panther's going to break all the records.
Are you going?
Not opening weekend. Are you crazy? White people can't go to that movie opening weekend. It's designated time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll probably just wait for it to be on.
Damn right you will.
On demand.
We have one more clip.
It was just too far gone. Like, a lot of people, why would you leave? It was bigger than football for me at that point.
Right.
You have to interact with these people at some point. And I'm not one of them people that can just fake my way through.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
I can't.
Are we at that point where, like, we're so sensitive that kids that want to be a superhero can't wear a costume without, like, I guess they said it's cultural appropriation? I think kids should be able to dress up in whatever costume they want to without having to think about race. All the comments.
Black Panther wears a mask.
Yes.
What about if you paint your hands black? Is that going too far?
That's going too far.
Okay. Fred, can we pause this game for a second? Tim Burgess, who used to work with us, reminds me that I owe him a Mighty Gwen impersonation, and you mentioned him. I didn't get a chance to do it. So do you have any questions you want to ask the Mighty Gwen?
Well,
now's not the time to talk about gun control, Fred. It's not the time. The gun didn't kill those people. He's the kid's crazy. What are you going to do?
If I'm in a country that does that, they know how to cook it, I'm going to try it. I don't know how to cook dog.
What about the penis restaurant in Beijing?
No, I'll pass on that one.
What do you mean? You eat dog, you eat...
you can't say that. You can't say that. Dump him.
Tune into all your favorite shows on the ESPN 97.5 app, presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to Raheel and Dave. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. This is not Raheel.
You're Raheel and I'm Dell.
Oh. Okay, so that means I have to be hip and you have to be bitter. I think is how that works.
That's pretty easy for me.
Somebody says we should broadcast a sensitivity training.
Okay, you can't say anything about a 17-year-old. You probably should avoid talking about an 18-year-old. Treat women with respect. Treat men with respect.
We should probably get that lock removed from that door.
Fred, it's inappropriate that you have a red button in your office.
The button doesn't work. It's just for decoration.
Right. AJ, you need to put some pants on.
No, I refuse.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
Are we really allowed to even talk to people anymore in the office?
I don't think so.
I
sure don't.
I've gotten where I do my, except for when I have to meet with people.
And you do it with the door open.
I do it with the door open.
Of course.
Now, wait, let me rephrase that because that sounds bad. I hold the meeting while the door is open.
Right.
Whether it's male, female, cat, dog, or anything.
You gerbil. Hold the meat?
Opossum.
Yes, he holds the meat open.
Yes.
I don't know what that means, but
I don't know.
Fred
either.
Does it.
See, Tyler, you can't say stuff like this. You just can't. This is after Weinstein, man. I think we really should seriously consider the sensitivity training.
I'll teach the class.
I think you could help, yeah.
Yeah.
I think you and I should do the class for everybody.
I'm a sensitive guy. Just I know a lot
people,
about that.
Okay, don't touch anyone. Don't breathe on anyone. And don't talk to us when we don't want to be talked to.
Yeah.
Is that pretty good?
Yeah.
That is a cool thing you've got there where you can keep up with your kid's game on the computer. I was just noticing that. I was like, what the heck is that?
Yeah.
Doesn't look like it's going well, but that's
no,
okay.
It's going really well.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, we're on the...
you're the ones on the right.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're on the good side of that.
You're not the Cardinals.
Not the Cardinals.
Poor Cardinals.
Yeah.
So, well, that's cool. And so you got games this weekend, and Jong's doing sensitivity training. Sensitivity marriage training.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for him. And I'm going to be getting into as much good beer and good food as I can get this weekend.
Good for you.
So before I go to my doctor Monday and she tells me I got to quit eating. So I plan this well. It's going to work out very, very well. All right. Reminder one more time. Out here at Sam Houston Race Park, come on out. Live racing tonight. Live racing tomorrow night. Tonight is 50 Cent Beer Night. If you want to get your 50 cent on, and I can see the Hoppadillo over there for 50 cents.
Oh, yes.
So you can go load up on that.
That's what we in the business like to call a bargain, Fred.
Yeah, indeed. And good card tonight. My picks are available on SHRP.com. Go to simulcasting and then handicapping, and it's got the free tip sheet on the website.
What's your favorite horse of the day?
I don't really have one tonight. I'm not crazy about tonight or tomorrow, to be perfectly honest. And usually I'll tell you if I got a couple that I like.
Oh, but, I know. I know you tell me.
I think I've got several winners, but I don't see a lot of big prices, and you know me, I like to
nothing get, worth swinging at.
I like to get value for the people. I don't like to tell the people, oh, I like this 4-5 shot. Duh.
You don't like to tell people you're taking a Warriors future.
Yeah, because they can look at the board and say, oh, 4-5. Yeah,
he's really
to win.
Good. Yeah,
yeah. Horse is better than anybody else.
Yeah,
all right.
The Warriors are good.
Want to thank Jong Lee for his first 2 hours, Tyler for his last hour, A+ for everybody. Give myself a B- today. We'll do it again on Monday. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.